Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Yeah, it is Saturday night, isn't it? So good to be here Saturday night after being out in the pouring rain. Oh, my God. It was relentless today. At least it wasn't very cold out, which helps. But, it, you know, when it's just a steady downpour, everything gets wet, if you know what I mean. So anyway, I'm happy to be here with you. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor and then some for the next about an hour or so. And it'll be my pleasure to conduct readings for you. I want to mention that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards as the intuitive focal point for your reading. I want that to be clear as making distinction between this and tarot or oracle cards. Jim is going to give you an oracle card at the conclusion of your reading with me. We want to make sure you all are aware that you are getting a personal prophecy reading, okay? And I also want to mention that I'm using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And should we need to turn to Facebook, hey, Facebookers, we will then go to them and they can call in with Messenger. If you're interested to see us in action, join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where we are streaming live. Oh, yeah. And I think that about covers it for me. And I'm going to say, Jimbo, take the stage.
Well, welcome, everybody. I might remind all you folks that it's that, not it, that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody that's joining us tonight that if you are an international visitor while you're visiting, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. And I think
Terry Sue from
England, the land of the Engs. She's an Eng in English. There'll be others, and then we'll give them international shout-outs when they show up. It doesn't have to be the beginning. So we'll work them in. We'll work them in as the show goes. 515-602-9676. Speaking of show, that's how you call in to the show to get your free reading. When you do call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that statement is true. I tested it just here moments ago. If you ever hear silence for really an extended period of time, if you hear it for like a straight minute of silence, something's wrong. Hang up and call back. There never be silence on this show, even if you call in early, which is wise to call in early. If you call in early, you'll hear music. When the show is going, you'll hear show. Yeehaw. Facebookers, if we get some lull in the calls, of course we will immediately turn to you. We just can't guarantee anything in times and whatnot. You just got to hang tight, hang loose if you're trying to get in. And don't ever try to messenger us if we haven't explicitly 100% said so. If you don't think we said so, we didn't. It'll be clear. I'll type it in too, so you'll see it. So don't do that. Don't interrupt us unless we are ready and open the floor. Let's see here. Also, yes, today it is not Friday, so we are back to the angel card. So that's the harps. When you hear the harps, that means your reading is going to be ending and not like in a few minutes. I mean, it's going to be ending now. So please let your reading end when you hear the harps because there's others waiting. But do stand by. And I will draw you a card, and today's flavor is the Healing Angel cards. I'll pull you a single card and read you a message. It's obviously the Healing Angel deck, so there'll be some kind of a very positive, healing-oriented type message, and it's not all physical healing, of course. We all know that. All right, let's see here. We got... It's, I think, couldn't be any more nauseating myself, but it's National Barbie Day. Like, like Barbie Doll Day.
I can't believe they put up petitions about that movie, not making it, you know, as a contender.
It should contend for a toilet bowl is what it could contend
I've
for.
I tried to watch it to the conclusion twice, and I it's just so...
I watch a lot of stupid movies, and I'm okay with some of them because that's what they're meant to be. But this one almost wasn't trying to be stupid.
No, it was so.
But it was, and it wasn't a good funny stupid. There were some funny moments, like all movies. I mean, it's casted and written.
But it wasn't overall not good. Nauseatingly sweet. I mean,
they wanted it to be, but it got old fast. And it didn't trip my trigger. That's all. I'm glad I didn't pay to see it.
It was cute, but they never got to the point for me of the what they call suspension of disbelief. I didn't buy it for a minute.
Well, there's a lot of movies I don't buy, but
no,
you don't care.
No, I did think that what's his name, the boy, the Ken.
I don't know.
Oh, Ryan, was that Ryan Gosling?
Probably.
Oh yeah, I'll go visit his lair. Anytime.
It's also National Meatball Day. Now, those are good.
It's your day.
I'd rather have a meatball than a Barbie. Okay? Let's put it that way.
You are a meatball.
That's something called worse. So there's nothing wrong with that. Meatball, that was a movie. Remember? Back in the 70s, I think it was, or early 80s, Meatballs.
I never saw it.
Little bits of it. It was just a wacky, zany.
Wasn't it about a camp, going to camp?
I can't remember. Yeah, some kind of weird stuff. Do you have anything before we jump into the calls?
I can't wait to see the trashy fashions on the red carpet tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I mean, from what we've seen, Kristen Stewart, I don't know how you can even call that outfit that she had on. It was like a bodysuit with no pants. And, I mean, I expect tomorrow we're going to see some serious negativity on the show. As
negativity.
Radar used to say. Negativity.
Is that what he said? Okay.
I wonder about their, they have stylists who help them select from this designer or that designer. And some of the things these women come out with, I think, you've got a stylist who really does not like you. I mean, come on, people. You can afford to, not be tacky. So I can't wait. My sister and I, we usually get on the computer, and it's a hoot. Let me tell you, just a hoot. So that's my little piece.
Okie dokie, let's do this. We're going to go to area code 630. 630 is in Illinois.
Well, I know who this is, and she's not in Illinois. She is in North Kakalaki, as they say. How are you doing?
You know that when they made the Barbie movie, they caused a national shortage on pink paint?
Oh my God!
Well, I believe it. I mean, everybody, all the chicks are buying anything pink to put on. Yep.
Well, and they got the little girls market, and I thought it was outrageous. They were selling, I think it was a popcorn bucket at the movie theaters that was like in the shape maybe of her convertible, the pink thing, and it was like $65.
No way.
I know, it was ridiculous, and I'm thinking all those fathers on weekend visitation taking the daughters to the movie to see that Barbie movie. I hope they had some, bucks in their pocket.
Or just say, oh, hell no.
Well,
that's all, no.
Not
you can,
on visitation.
You can still say no, even on visitation. You can say no to stupid shit. Yes. Say, no, I get you a popcorn. That's already expensive enough popcorn, but you ain't not getting a Barbie doll popcorn.
Well, I can't wait.
All right.
It's so absurd, people. you know. Okay. Anyways, what brings you, my dog, to the show?
Okay, so I think it was like 2 weeks ago or whatever, you said that I was going to be confronted by the neighbors or a confrontation, and that the crap was going to hit the fan. So it happened yesterday. So yesterday I went out to, like, there's this gazebo where everybody goes to smoke. It's the only place on the property you can have a cigarette. So I walked up there. Anyway, they were starting with me the night before. But to make a long story short, it was the three of them. And they started with me. And there was a confrontation. And so I whipped out my phone and I started recording. Because I'm like, I'm not going to be blamed for this. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the property manager shows up. Okay. And it's, like, unheard of that, like, she showed up that fast. And she basically just told everybody that, hey, if you guys can't get along, I'm going to start writing lease violations. And I'm like, good. I'm like, thank you. You know what I mean? I'm like, finally, someone came to the rescue.
What is their problem with you? Is it your dog? Is it that you're young and beautiful and they're not?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
They know that, this isn't my last stop. You know what I mean? This is a stop on, it's a segue to my next place, which I'm not sure. I know it's west, but we don't know where yet. But anyway, so then the property manager came back and sat the one lady down and told her to her face. And then I ended up going into the office and talking to the property manager, and she's like, well, you can file a complaint. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do that, you know, this week. She gave me the paperwork and explained how everything is going to happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you know, boy, they're lucky that you are not from an ethnic group, you know, that you could have a case if you know what I'm saying.
Well, if you were a minority and they were not,
that's what I was asking.
You could blame race on it. You could.
I mean,
oh, God.
I'm disabled, which is a minority.
Yeah, we're talking as far as your ethnicity minority.
Well, what do they tell you? Do they say things like, you can go to hell and your little dog too? I mean, what do they say to you?
Well, so then the night before I was accused of taking someone's piece of paper off the bulletin board, which I never did, okay? I never did that. And she's like, I saw you do it. And I'm like, okay, well, you obviously have dementia, because if I didn't do it, you couldn't have seen me do something that I didn't do. You know what I mean? I'm like, if I did something, I would admit it. And this is like, it was like an index-sized piece of paper. I did not take it off the bulletin board. And then when I saw them yesterday, they go, you only need three complaints to get you kicked out of here. And it's 1, 2, 3. And she pointed to each one of them.
Oh, my God.
That they were all filing complaints to try to get me kicked out of here. And it's
terrible.
Like, what?
Well, what can I help you with, hon? This is
I
terrible.
I
want to
know. What's going to happen now this upcoming week?
Oh.
I mean, are they going to continue to harass me or?
Good question. Anytime you even come near them, you're going to have to record everything.
I think you should.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Yes.
I mean, you did that once.
Through the hallways.
You've already done it now, but now you're going to have to do it all the damn time. Anytime they come near you, you're going to have to record, because they might start pulling crap on you anytime. That's pretty stupid.
But now the management is aware.
They are, but every time she has a recording and they do not, because they just make up shit and lie about her, there's a big difference.
You are not going to believe.
International shout-outs are to be given. We have Virgil in the land of Ings. We have Sophia in Sweden. And we have Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world.
Ooh, yay. Glad to have you. You are not going to believe what they hold against you. Not going to believe this at all. I'm sorry. I think you're going to laugh too. But right now I've got to laugh. They are after, this is what they believe. You are after their men. Their men. They've claimed them all. And boy, you better watch out if you walk around in a swimsuit or some Daisy Dukes. They're going to be on you like white on rice. So, yeah, they think that they're jealous of you because you are young stuff parading through the complex or the compound, whatever it is you're living.
Compound, yeah, sounds more like a compound than anything.
And that is ridiculous, but that's where they're coming from.
That's right. They're idiots, idiots.
So I don't think that they have a leg to stand on. You know, but yeah, Jim's right. Make
sure she did it. She's done it already. She's going to have to.
Yeah.
What an annoying pain in the ass to have to do that every time you go near those bastards. But you got to do it to protect yourself. Turn that phone on. Record. Jack Watts.
Yes, absolutely. But otherwise, I really feel you're going to reign victorious in all of this. So, you know, it's really just hilarious. You know what I mean? They're truly hilarious. And if you have a money situation that you're dealing with, make sure you stay on top of it. I'm wondering if it could have to do with, say, your surgery, something like that, that you have upcoming. So I see you becoming frustrated. You know, the government or any kind of, what do we want to call them? Like a financial institution has money. Boy, they don't want to part with it. I'll tell you, you could crawl in on your hands and knees. Seriously. So it's going to frustrate you. Stay on top of it. Yeah, don't let, and
you
I
mean,
feel like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, after the surgery, you might start getting some conflicting, what do they call them from a hospital? They get, like, you know, that list with all the stuff on it, and it's probably just going to be an error. You know, they make a lot of mistakes.
What's
going to
be an error?
From the hospital.
What from the hospital?
The charges. That's it. Charges.
Charges?
Like, if you're paying $50 for...
Oh, the bill.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. No, it was my brain. I'm in a fog yet still. I woke up from a hard nap.
Okay.
Yeah. I should have known what charges meant.
You're trying to tell me that I may have some kind of medical bills that they're going to want me to be responsible for?
Yeah, but like I say, on top of it, make sure they understand this was an approved, you know what I mean? I mean,
you may have a bill discrepancy,
yeah,
which happens all the time. Just be prepared. You might have to just have them straighten it out, talk to them. That's all. You don't see like you're getting screwed financially.
No.
You just see the bill being wrong.
They're charging you.
They're wrong a lot of times.
$50 for an ibuprofen. Definitely watch. You know, I've read a lot of things about people getting bogus bills. And if you wait too long, then you're going to have a kind of a bite on your hands. But I think that if you are real sharp, very clear, tell them, hey, this has all been approved. Make sure they're aware so they don't bring in some kind of procedure, you know. Do you have to get catheterized for your surgery?
I'd imagine.
Oh, God.
I would.
Prepare these stars.
Yeah, but they can do that while you're in, after you've had anesthesia.
That's right.
I had that done for my knee after I was I was still numb from the waist down. Well, I was half numb, but I didn't feel that.
Well,
did you say prepare for what?
I just wanted to know. I said prepare to see stars if they do it while you are conscious. And in the Army, we did. We had to work with fake people, patients. And that the man's catheter is huge. I couldn't believe it. Like the size of a kind of a big ballpoint pen. And I'm thinking, good Lord. Yeah, good Lord. But for you,
stars mean
pain. When there's so much pain that you see stars, so you're in so much pain.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't so clear. But
some people actually physically see stars in their eyeballs during certain events.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like little points of light. You see it's your vision. You see points of light when something like you get hit in the head sometimes.
Yeah.
We call it seeing stars. Sometimes some people, lots of pain makes them get the little stars in their vision for a second or two.
Or little birdies, like in the cartoons that go around
your
head.
Yeah, so that's that old phrase, seeing stars.
So that's all. I'm just saying, they're probably going to do it once you're sedated, you know.
So what? Everything
and
else?
In conclusion, everything looks good. Definitely start to get recordings on those guys, and maybe they're going to get ousted, you know. Evicted.
Or at least they'll get threatened and they'll tone their shit down because they don't want to move, obviously.
You get that letter that says you have 3 weeks to...
They'll get that letter.
Cease and desist.
Well, and you're going to have to follow through like the property people told you and file formal complaints because that's the only way you can keep shut that crap down. Yep.
Well, as long as I'm not going to be affected much, I mean, I actually don't mind recording. That's fine. I just don't want to have to move because I have enough to deal with my surgery coming up.
You're not going to
She doesn't see any of you having to move unexpectedly at all on your cards, she said.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
I have a healing angel card for you. The subject is protection. The card says you are safe. Do not fear. We are with you always and surround you always with our invisible wings of light.
Oh,
the healing angels are protecting you.
I do too.
Yeah, I'm just a messenger, good or bad. So, all right.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're happy
you.
With it. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you holding and being caller number one. Now, in order to be caller number one, she got on very early in the queue as soon as she could. Which is what you got to do to be.
Fortunately, there's no prizes.
What you got? Yeah, no, but that's what if you want to get, especially like if you got something to do, and you don't want to wait too long. If you get in the queue 15 minutes early, you're going to be one of the top couple callers. So So indeed, shall we move on? Do you have anything on the other?
No, that's it.
I think I got up.
Don't let people that get you. They're ridiculous.
I think by now they would have got to her by now because she's been dealing with it for a while.
Oh, man, I would just kill them with kindness, walking by saying, hello, ladies. Are you having a lovely day?
I think I would kill them with kindness, but I would make them feel really stupid. Like the person accusing her of taking something down off the bulletin. I said, well, either you're a liar or, she said, you have dementia or you have dementia. Now, which one is it? Are you a liar? Are you freaking going senile because you're older than dirt? Which one is it? You know? Just belittle them. All right.
You know what, Virgil? That's far away from what I was actually thinking, too, that they were going to do an adult version.
We don't know that they haven't a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know. They probably did in the 80s. In the 80s, they were doing all sorts of stuff with all different themes. They probably did.
I thought that was going to be hilarious.
And they probably have done more than one porn movie with a Barbie-type theme. So I bet you they have. I bet you.
Yeah.
And if not, I bet they're going to again, too.
Well,
they'll probably do another one.
Right on that. You are right now dubbed research assistant.
They may have already done another one, but I bet they've done many.
But that might be a trademark.
It doesn't matter. They do every movie that's ever been made. They've done Star Trek and Aliens. They've done all that stuff. They do it. They just make sure that they don't use any proprietary information or character names or anything like that. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They're not stupid, typically.
Virgil, you've got a thing for Lizzo.
It is a business. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Deb. We're going next to another familiar area code, 775.
Okay. There's Wendy. Hello,
Wendy. Hi. Thank you. Nice to talk to both of you.
You as well.
Yeah, you must have news for us.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, two things. Tomorrow is probably going to be the day that the appraisal will be done on the home that I'm buying. Yeah. And the realtor that I had really encouraged me because the home is in such great shape, turnkey. She said, really put in a great offer. So and it's in a very exclusive area. So how will the appraisal turn out? Will it appraise for at least what the offer was written for, or will it be more or less?
Well,
that's a very good question.
Yes, and it's a funny thing. Maybe Jim can help explain it.
What?
They want the appraisal to come in for what you're going to pay. Because then it gets...
Well, it depends on the they. Well, it depends on the
they.
The owner wants appraisals to be as high as humanly possible with people selling. They would love it to be high as high could be. Your realtor want, and you know, the bank folks want it to be what they pretty much planned on it. They don't like changes and surprise. So, all right, well, we shall see.
Yeah, they want the house to go through.
Oh, the ones that have done all the paperwork for underwriting and all the finance people, they want to get that over with so they can move on to the next client. Yes, it's, and the owner wants the appraisal to be high as high could be.
Yes.
And I want you both to be very explicit in your reaction to what I'm about to tell you. I had to pay for my credit report, which is understandable, $73, and I was having trouble with the link that the mortgage man sent me. And he said, well, Wendy, give me your debit card information and I'll do it for you. And I thought, well, okay. So I did do that. And then the next thing that happened was I have 1,000% cooperated with my mortgage man. I've gone to the bank multiple times. He has instructed me what he needs. I have provided that. And then he contacted me and he said, well, I need you to PDF over the last 3 months of statements from your bank account. And
that
then, and I said, well, I said, I will try. And then he said, well, don't worry about it. Just give me your login information, Miss Wendy, and I'll take care of it. To which I replied, oh, no, that's okay. Let me try. I figured it out, and I PDF'd everything he asked for. And guess what? Last night, I got an email from another man that I hadn't heard of, and he wanted me to click on a link to confirm my financial assets in Bank of America, and that by clicking on a link, it would automatically log in and they could poke around in my account. And I think that's illegal.
I don't think that's right either.
Oh, well, you know, anytime you get a link, even if
yeah,
if it's not, if you don't 100% know or expect the link that you're getting, they could lie and say, hey, click this link here. We'll do a just click this link and they can lie what the link does. The link can be loaded with all sorts of...
Well, the internet says that that's a new scam, that a lot of people have their accounts cleaned out by fake mortgage companies. I think this is a real mortgage company because they have an address and an office in Roseville.
Yes, absolutely.
So what I'm going to do is I sent an email to my mortgage man and I said, who is this person? And he said, oh, he's my partner. And I said, oh. And he said, basically, don't worry about the link. It's just going to allow us to confirm all your assets, and it'll include your login information.
Nope.
And I'm not going to send any more to the mortgage man. If they don't want to approve my loan, it's FHA, so the loan will not be approved. I'll get my good faith money back. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like the sound of this mortgage company. I've done this many a time, and nobody's ever asked me for a login.
No.
They ask me for the documents, and then I send them the documents. They don't ask for logins because they know that's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, you should maybe
guess what? I don't like them anymore either. And so I'm not anxious to respond anymore. If the guy approaches me and says, hey, we need to get this done because you're going to be closing probably around Thursday of next week, I'm going to say, oh, okay, well, you know what? I spoke to Bank of America about this, and they said that it would be much wiser for all of us to come in together to Bank of America in an office, and I, Wendy, will give you carte blanche. You can ask them all the questions you want. You can get all the printouts that you want. How much more cooperative can I be, Miss Deborah Lee and Jim?
Well, Deb's got your cards done. I don't like the sounds of this mortgage company. Whoever these people are.
No, I don't either. I do not either. I don't like it.
I would drop them like a sack of wet shit because there's probably some other mortgage companies that are more reliable.
Are they well known? I mean, are we talking about?
Is it a name that everybody would recognize?
You don't have to.
I don't think so.
This
mortgage company guy's name was given to me by my realtor, who I do trust. She wants the sale, but I'm anxious because my realtor had me sign a document that if the house does not appraise, then I will pay the gap. And then I contacted my realtor, and I said, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel right about that. And then she said, don't worry, because the way it works is because it's FHA, my mortgage guy will deny the loan and end of story. So I hope to God they support me.
Well, Wendy, I really think they will. Your cards are showing that you are, well, quite naturally.
Yeah, what do the cards say?
Very disturbed about all of this. But I feel that you just stay in control of this situation. And if you're not happy with that mortgage company, I really feel you can request.
As soon as somebody asks me for some login information, I'm done with that. That's crap. None of your finances.
Well, the thing is, I can, when I told my realtor about how he had asked me for my login, I told her once before that he had asked for my login information. She turned around and she stared at me in amazement, and she said, what? She did not like that. So
no,
she doesn't know about this yet. And I really don't want to do business with this mortgage man anymore. So my realtor's name, will she, if I tell her today or tomorrow that, you know what, this is, are you aware of this? And state under oath that this is what he asked me for and show a screen print of the email. I don't feel comfortable with this guy. What would she do? Would she just shine me on because she wants the sale? Or would she say, well, let's get you, because now – I don't know if the owner's agent would even permit me to do it, because then they have to get another. I do have another mortgage man that previously approved me, but it might take a few extra days. So would I have enough time to get a new mortgage man? Would my realtor support me when she knows that he wanted my login information?
Take it a step at a time.
All right. First of all, cards. What are the cards
saying? The cards are saying try not to overreact to this. If they are disreputable, you're finding out now before you've signed on the dotted line.
Yep. Now is the time to find out.
Yeah.
What do the cards say?
But also, it would be under duress because I do like the house. It has very high HOA fees, so that turns me off. So, but there are other houses that I might fall in love with, but, so how is this going to, so I really don't want this mortgage man anymore. I don't think I have time to get a new mortgage man. And also, I sent an email to my mortgage man last night, and I said, hi, I'd like you to PDF a copy of my credit report, to which he replied, oh, are you being hounded by other mortgage people? And my response was, I feel entitled to a copy because I paid $73. And then he said he would take care of that. So I don't know that I would have time to get another loan offer. There is a mortgage man that likes me and I like him from a big company that we would all know. And you've heard of Rocket Ships, but you know what I'm saying. So how would my realtor react to me if I shared with her that the mortgage man is requesting that his partner is requesting that I click on this link, which would give them access to whether or not they can clean out my account? We don't know. But
Wendy. Your realtor wants you to be happy. I see her right here. Very lovely, kind-hearted lady. And
Christian,
if you're not happy with who's going to be putting up the money on this, you don't have to accept them. But they're not going to let you just fall through the cracks.
No. And I don't care if I lose the house. I am not gonna give all my bankable personal info to a mortgage company. None of them. The other company you said is Rocket. Yeah, we deal with them all the time.
All the time. They're very reputable.
They're reputable.
Yeah,
the other mortgage guy is from
Rocket, and it's a huge company, so I'd feel safer. And he would jump for joy to do the mortgage. He would love to.
Absolutely.
You should go.
They absolutely do in a heartbeat. And you could tell that person, and he'll handle everything. You tell that Rocket guy.
I shared with him some stuff, and he was very angry about the whole thing. So,
I'm dealing with them right now.
Should I call my realtor and share with her about all this?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Say, I am switching to Rocket, and that's the deal. Don't ask her. Say, I am switching to Rocket.
And then she might say, you don't have time. You don't have time. You'll lose the house.
You better make something happen there, realtor, because I am switching. So you better talk to those people selling it and just say, we're switching, and that's the name of the game, because this other company's about to rape me.
It's like when you buy a car, you keep leverage. You don't let them walk all over you. If you don't like the finance company, you don't have to go with it. They don't want to lose your sale. So, Wendy, I really think Jim will have a good card for you. And everything's going to turn out
indeed, and
okay.
We got to move on. But here we go. Here is your Healing Angel card. Subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. So when you make this decision, don't worry about what people think. Do the right thing, what your mind tells you.
Right. They're at your service. Yeah. We're not at theirs.
Yep.
Okay.
Go with Rocket. We're not fans of Rocket or I'm not fans, but we've done with Rocket Mortgage all the time, and they are reputable, and they will never ask you for your login information.
And they will push that paperwork through its speed.
Absolutely. And sometimes I put her back on mute only because we're moving on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if you've already gotten to a certain point, you tell them the realtor's name. They do a lot of as much of the legwork for you as they can. They'll do a lot of it.
Well, and they're kind of young in the business too, so.
And you've got pre-approvals with underwriters and stuff like that, possibly. I would make them all. And like you said, there's other houses. You like this one a lot, but it's
not worth the risk
of trying to get a house if the finance company you have are shysters and they're going to put the screws in you. They might.
That realtor is not.
They might slide some paperwork past you that puts their name on the title. You don't even know it. The fact that they're asking you for login info already, that's enough for me to drop them like
a
sack of
that
shit.
Bank.
I would drop them right now. Yeah. No, the bank doesn't. I mean, if you give them bank information, they'd have to make you a whole new account.
I mean, sure, they're going to have to produce 3 months.
Oh, you have to produce a million different documents, but you produce them. You do not give logins to do so.
No.
Rocket Mortgage and other ones we have dealt with have never, one of the big companies that you've heard of, never have asked for any log. They just tell you, I need this. That's what they tell you. And if you have problems, they say, well, call them up. You can always call. Like, I don't know how to get PDFs of my account for the last 3 months. They'll tell you. If you can't figure it out online, just call them. Simply call your bank.
Yeah.
They don't say, give me your login information, because that's shiesty.
Well, and that house is so close to closing that realtor is going to crawl through crushed glass for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, gosh, you don't want to lose her commission, and the brokerage will get pissed. So, let's see what else we're going to find out tonight.
Yeah, I'm really.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that she didn't do any of the things she did with
she
that company.
She is a sharp cookie. I want to tell you that.
But anytime that somebody's asking for your bank login stuff, that's automatic done dealing with you forever. I got international shout out to Suzanne.
Oh yes,
she's in Scotland. That's the land. There was a lot of Scots in that land. That's why it's Scotland. Yes indeed. Welcome, Suzanne. We missed Suzanne last night, didn't we? She was not there. Was she on our Friday show?
We hope
you're okay, Suzanne. We hope that you didn't work. Fighting an epic battle with a toilet or anything during the course of our show last night.
Yes,
but
that's right. We worried you got stuck.
Or that, you know, you and the toilet had a long conflict. We didn't know. All right. We shall pick them up and lay them down like they do in the Army, right? Pick them up, lay them down.
That's
your feet, that is. All right, here we go. 520. It's Wendy.
Yay.
Oh, Lisa.
Thank you.
My brain is broke. Oh, Lisa.
Thank
yeah,
you.
My nap was really hard. I didn't even know what day it was when you woke me up.
Really?
No, I didn't. I really had to lay there for like extra minutes. All right, what day it is or what time is it?
It
took me a while. All right.
My motto is just don't call me late to dinner. So you can call me anything.
Right.
Reload the page.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, this is what happened. It's been a busy day as usual, and I'm on my way to go pick up my grandson.
Oh,
I was just so excited.
Nice.
I know. I'm minutes.
Right there.
I'm minutes away.
The hardware.
Yeah. Tracy. I got notified a little bit ago that I'm on my way. And prior to that, I had a little problem with one of my business things. And so my neighbor and I were talking, and so he helped me out to solve it. Yep. And then, this morning I had to cancel a lot of personal fun time stuff with my girlfriend. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I don't care.
You and he are speaking again?
So he helped me out with something on my business side of stuff. And then...
Yeah.
So we went to go do, as Jimbo's famous word, a project. And
boy, projects. People are dying.
And so.
This time.
I'm sorry?
No, I was joking.
She was joking about projects where people die. And that's not an assassin's school. That's typically a grenade. Yeah, no.
Some of that plastic explosive.
They're trying to take out one person. They're not trying to take out a freaking village.
So he mentioned something about moving. I said, are you thinking about it? He says, well, maybe a little bit. And I said, well, why don't you move? And then...
get the hell out of here.
It would change the course of things.
The dynamics would change.
The dynamics would change.
Not
you don't
only
want
that. I don't know who else would move in there.
No.
And that always is the risk, yes. You don't know who your new neighbor would be. You're right.
If the old stuff is better. But anyway, Deb, what do the cards say, please?
What do the cards say, Deb?
All right.
Alrighty then.
Lisa,
not Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me wonder how many, is that like a Freudian slip and how many Wendy's do you know?
No, that was, my brain was still, we had switched callers, but apparently my brain didn't recognize that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting your grandson. Are you on the way now? Are you in the car?
Oh, yeah, I'm a couple of minutes away, actually.
Now,
really?
is that like a spring break type thing? There's time off of school or something? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
It was sprung on me this morning.
Speaking of springing, our clocks are springing ahead here in the United States.
Except for Lisa. They don't do that.
No. The area you live in does not observe daylight savings time?
No. No, we don't.
There's a few places in the United States that don't observe it. I think it's the dumbest thing ever known to mankind in the time frame we live in. You know, maybe it was useful back in the day when there wasn't street lights and all the power plants and all this stuff, but those days are freaking gone. Just leave the damn clocks alone.
Oh, he is very distressed that you are being flipped. Because you're being really flipped with him. You weren't, when you asked about her moving... You didn't say, don't go. We have a house in the future, and he wanted your undying devotion to him. And so So I think he's starting to get the message it's over and he shouldn't put any more than necessary energy into this. But I did tell you last night, he's going to try again. And now you will have the grandson. So that gives him a reason to weasel back into your life. Okay? And I do believe
yeah.
that. So. And he might give it the hard push this time because he's been, you know, elusive for him.
Well, I did break it down today to him that he can only talk to me in certain ways. And I, you know, really broke it down.
Yeah.
And I pointed out examples to him. And I said, I don't want any more of this, you know, and then I would give him examples of stuff he would say. And I said, you know, if you have something you want to communicate to me, then you tell me in a different way. And so he seemed pretty agreeable. I don't know. And he, the project that I wanted him to help me with, or ask him, he said, well, I'm busy right now. I said, that's fine. That's okay. I'm not pressuring you. And he says, okay. So then he called me back in a few minutes. He said, I can do it. You know, now I have time. So we went to go take care of it. And then, I don't know. So that's what
well,
the card's
right.
Though.
It's like likely going to coast here for a little bit, but once he sees the grandson around, he's going to want to jump in. He's going to have enthusiasm to do things with people. Just so realize he has a hidden agenda here. And going through that child loss, he'll do that. What if, you know, lots of people do that with, say, a man or a woman are trying to capture, they will go through the child.
Yes. Yes, yes. They'll use that as an angle of re-engaging with somebody that they have kind of drifted apart from. Say, oh, the child here. I will envelop the child, and then I can get back there and raise it. I will do that. That's my angle now. Yes.
So that's a really good method. And it's by knowing now you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to choose or refuse. I like to use that rhyme there.
It does rhyme, baby. You're a poet. You don't even know it.
Yeah, you can choose to let him be a part of your little twosome there. So you're a threesome. Or you could just go on without him. And I don't see anything here to indicate anger on his part, anything threatening or dangerous. And believe me, I would tell you. He's going to try and slide right back in there. And just for the sake of peace with your grandson, maybe you might let him for a little bit.
Well, how do you shut that off?
Well,
a little bit. What do you mean a little bit?
Because you want to go down to whatever, I don't know, the mall, the market, something.
My grandson comes with me. I don't let him go. Ever. No.
No,
she meant all of you.
I'm asking you.
Oh.
He may stay.
All of you, not just the kid.
Yeah, it was about the all
you
of you.
And, yeah, you as a unit, you and the child come with him
and
go somewhere.
No, Lisa, that is a very telling statement that you made. Because after all this time, apparently, you
It's just they trust anybody. That's her thing. That's nobody.
No, I don't
nobody
trust
nobody. Kid.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Why would I want to? I'm only with him for a week. I'm not. I mean, I had my girlfriend call.
Right.
One of my girlfriends, a different girlfriend today, and I said, "Well, in case I need to go somewhere, I said, do you know of anyone that's trustworthy?" And I like her and her husband. We don't hang out a lot, but I like her and her husband a lot. And she said, "Well, I've been very busy." I said, "I wasn't asking you." And then toward the end of the conversation, "So I do want to meet your grandson." She said, "If your push comes to shove, yeah, call me. Well, it's good to know I have something." I can't think of why I would want to leave him anywhere.
Right. If you only have a small window with him, whatever you got to do can wait. You know, if you want to run or go do something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that is so different. How people are, they're more consciously aware of raising their children in many respects. Back when mine were all young, if I met any men that were warm, friendly, genuine, sincere, et cetera, and they said, hey, would your kids like to go to a baseball game or to, you know, out for ice cream? I'd say, sure, have at it.
Well,
take
yeah,
them.
You know, something fun like that, like a baseball game, oh, my gosh, yeah, we would go. But
she's saying
know,
we,
no. No, I wouldn't go. I would send the kids, and they would get the message, ooh, this woman isn't dateable. Yeah, she wants me to take them. In fact, that one Navy chief, I remember, he actually, when he brought him back, he said, I wouldn't have offered if it meant I was going to babysit your kids for an hour. I said, yeah. I said, aha. So, yeah.
It was just a panty raid.
A panty raid.
It was a panty
like
raid.
That.
That's all it was. He was trying to just play whatever cards he could play to get in the panties.
That, and I knew it, and I thought, here, take these rambunctious boys and do something with them. So it's also a good technique to get somebody to leave you alone. Instant family and all of that, you know. So
yeah.
Anyway, Kim's got a card for you.
All right, so you covered everything, did you?
I do believe.
Okay, I just want to make sure you covered everything. Then I shall play the harps.
Oh, one last thing.
Oh, I'll see you did not.
Well, your grandson is going to want to talk to you about something. And I think that he really misses being with you. You know, it may be an outright abusive, you know, life that he's got with his mother, but something isn't right there. Something is not right where he would give anything to be with grandma. So maybe he'll tell you. I would hope that he will.
Well, yeah, and we have somebody that we talk to. I've been trying to reach her to set something up when he comes. And so,
yeah, that might be a really good way to get him to open up. He, for one thing, you introduced him to a really healthy, loving lifestyle with you. The atmosphere was so nurturing, and there's something with that mother. Whether they're neglected, she doesn't, you know, pay attention. I don't know. But maybe he'll open up to you. Jim, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a healing angel card, and this one is from a specific archangel. Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is the man.
Oh,
he says, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without
here. Yep, there you go.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you both for the reading. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're always most welcome. She's one of the most patient people we have here.
Oh, a lot of them are.
There's a bunch of them that are like, yeah. Well, I mean, she's 60 minutes, folks, plus holding.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's called patience.
Well, we're all so grateful.
Go ahead.
We feel
thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate you all too, believe me.
We would not have a show if nobody called us and asked for readings. We would have zero shows.
I would have to sit here and talk to Jim.
That's right, and I would make fun of her. Right, you guys take care. Yep. All right, we're going to move on. Keep on, keep on. And thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
You call back now, you hear?
All right, hon, take care.
All right, let's rock and roll. This is go west, young man. We're going to the state of Washington, area code 425. Welcome, 425.
I think I know who this might be. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Deb. Yes,
it's
who you think it is. It's Barbara.
This is Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
The seamstress. Yes, the wedding dress lady.
I've known you like 7 years through the radio.
Sure, and she's been on hold for a long time as well.
A lot has happened since I last talked to you.
Okay.
I had a small stroke almost 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Divorced my husband because he turned into such a narcissistic asshole. And am now curious about possible relationship with someone, somebody I like very much. And I know he likes me very much. We live a ways apart. I live on an island now, so... It's a long ferry boat ride, and it's about a 3-hour trip to get to him, or for him to get to me.
Are you with your daughter on the island?
Yes, I am. I'm in a destination trailer on my daughter's property.
That sounds lovely. It really does.
Interesting. Okay.
What would you like to know?
Relationship.
With
him? Is it
going to
happen?
Yes,
with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's it going? Where's it going? International shout out to Laura up in Canada.
Yeah, I'm close to Canada.
You are indeed. You are very close indeed. Yes, I have been.
Yes.
Work has sent me to that area a lot. I've been to that Seattle area, Puget Sound,
so I'm on
Navy Base.
Island.
Not familiar with that island.
Yeah, so it's
food out there.
Very close
to
the Vancouver
Island. I do like the prawns. I like the prawns. The prawns are lovely out there in the way.
Yeah.
Yes, great big prawns. Big bastards.
Do you have any snow as I'm laying out your cards?
Not right now. We have had snow. We had a lot of snow. I don't need any more.
No.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm ready for spring.
Boy, I guess.
Yeah, the matter of fact, out in that area where I used to go all the time, you can watch. Well, now they have hockey is back in Seattle. They actually have an NHL team in Seattle.
The Kraken.
That is awesome. That is I love the name. The Kraken is so cool. But even when they weren't around, you could take a little short little trip up north and go to Vancouver and watch the Canucks if you were looking for some hockey. But now you don't have to.
That seems like a cuss word.
It is not. It's not. It's just a thing. Yeah. All right, Deb. Cards are down.
All right. I want to tell you, I love your cards and always have because you are so resilient, Barbara. I mean, that husband of yours, oh, what a nightmare that was. And you're now divorced and done, right?
Yes.
Well, thank goodness. You know, a lot of times people will appear in readings as the most lovely person ever, but down deep, that's where somebody else lurks. A lot of times they're real good at hiding it. Often you get to it.
Well, it's almost like the people that they call character actors.
Yeah.
They actually, people who are doing roles for movies, they actually get into the character. They believe in it. They act like it. And some people that are really bad people can believe in this false front they put up and live with it and act like it. So I suppose your cards might not pick that up necessarily.
Yeah,
true.
Because they're totally got their brain thinking, I am this.
Well, I want you to know that this new man has all the earmarks of being your next love, a lasting love. I mean, he's got the Ten of Hearts all over him, which is his emotion. Now, he's a Jack of Diamonds, which means these are people that generally are very good in business. They're good handling money. Often they are accountants. They can be financiers, that kind of thing, where it's part of their personality. And I think that this is good in the sense that he could show you a really good time traveling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that is going to really warm your heart. But he's already falling in love with you. And this is under Sure to Come True, which everybody knows. I love that designation in the reading. It's the last one. And in all these years, yet to see something that appeared here that didn't come to pass, as long as it was good. If it's something negative, then we work on flipping that. But for you, and I think you have the ability to process what's happened to you in the past. I mean, you've had some really painful and unfortunate.
He knows my past.
Oh, good.
He and I talk so freely and easy. I've never known a man that I could talk to this easily, ever.
That's the sign. Oh, yeah, you guys are building a relationship. First of all, the foundation is going to be compatibility and friendship. And you feel safe enough that you can tell him anything, Love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people need to look for. This is somebody that just, you know, it's not like when we were young in our breeding years, you know, we had a tickle in our shorts. So this is different.
Breeding.
The breeding years.
I turn 66 next week. I'm not breeding anymore.
Yes. Good for you. And please come to our show closer to your birthday. I can give you a birthday reading, which will encompass, like, say, a 360-degree view of your life for
nice.
The next year. Yeah. Well, I think that this man is going to truly heal your heart and spirit. You're going to take what came before and blow it away. This is the one, the one. All right. And he's not afraid.
Awesome.
Some guys are so afraid of all the emotion and, oh, my God, I'm going to, you know, lose my masculinity and all that. I don't know. They're just chicken-hearted. But this one is not.
Yeah.
This one, he's been looking for you for a long
We've
time.
We've spent the last 5 months getting to know each other.
Wonderful.
And he literally said we were meant to meet.
Then
he's a spiritual man.
Well, it's almost like you ordered him from Amazon. And he's hitting all the boxes.
But Amazon would have left it on their doorstep and took a picture of it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. True.
Well, thank you, Barbara. And I'm glad that you looked me up today. I've been thinking of you. That is
That's why you showed up on my Facebook feed.
Normally
not on Saturdays.
We aren't. You're right.
We are often, though. It's not a normal, but we do. We probably do a couple Saturday shows a month, so we're like 50-50 on that.
Yeah.
50-50. We do at least two a month. Sometimes we've done like four or five in a row Saturday.
But it was specifically now.
Last Saturday, we did not. That is a true statement.
Yeah. And for her, serendipity.
Or did it was the other way around. Maybe it was Friday. So I'm mixed up.
There's serendipity attached with you
we
finding
did one last
me
Saturday.
On your page and me thinking about you. We were on the same wavelength of it.
All right. I have
All
an
right.
angel card reading for you from Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is the union of heaven and earth. Spirit
right.
and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
I don't think it could get any better than that.
So there's some crazy shit going on.
I think it's pretty good.
I do too. And I'm so happy that you are happy. I like that.
You're happy that she's happy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of happiness.
It is.
Yeah.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah. Well, I see everything falling into place.
That's what matters. The cards. The cards matter.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So
thank you so much.
Okay. Well, don't forget us now. We want to hear how things go.
All right.
Thank you
so
much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Love you very much. And also, folks, you know, the folks that call in, you can on Blog Talk, when you go to the Psychic Love Doctor part of the Blog Talk, there's a way to follow too, right?
Yeah. You can follow there.
You can follow too. That way when you go probably log into Blog Talk or whatever, you'll probably be able to see when the shows pop up. So you don't have to search. You don't have to do a seek and destroy mission. All right. Ready to move on? All right. Area code 917. That is the New York area code. Welcome 917.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Is this
Kit Kat? I didn't think you would mention me. Okay.
Kit Kat.
How is everybody? Yes. Thank you. Yes.
We're doing great. Thank
We're
you.
We're doing okay.
She has also held for a long time. Thank you so much
for
that.
No, you're welcome. Yeah, I didn't think you were going to do a show, and then I saw it, and I was inspired, and actually, I was also thinking about you, Deborah. I remember I was listening to you. I wanted to. What?
Just wait. I made a funny sound on the microphone, so you probably thought something was breaking. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I made a sound, but it was sounded weird probably.
Whoa.
Please tell me. You were talking about
PTSD, so I really feel for you, and I hope you're doing better with that. And I think earlier, some other conversation, you mentioned something about taking Ozempic. So I was wondering if you are actually doing that.
I took two injections. It's not hard giving yourself an injection. Very small needle.
Except some people have a really problem with needles, and they probably wouldn't be able to do it.
And now they've gone to, like, tap form.
The oral method.
I'm going to tell you, I gave it up after two injections. My own intuition was saying this is not the route to go. So
a lot of folks are having side effects.
They are getting
bad side effects.
Yeah, bowel obstructions.
Yeah.
And
you start screwing people's stuff, you know.
Somebody mentioned it was last night that they women or guy, everybody looks real stinking in the face. Like, have you seen Sharon Osbourne?
Well, sometimes if you lose it rapidly like that,
you
look like
you're
in a concentration camp if you lose it real rapidly instead of over a long period of time.
Gummy. Well, I heard that a lot of people had. Sorry.
Yes.
I was just going to say, I heard that, too. A lot of people were having very bad side effects and that they lose muscle anyway, so they still have the fat, and then they get sick from, you know, messes with the body in many different ways. So I was just concerned for you.
I'm glad your intuition piped in. There was vomiting with this. If you like to drink alcohol, you regurgitate quickly. Power.
Wow.
Puking. Yeah, so I thought, this is for me. Besides, putting something in your body that we, you know, I felt that way about birth control pills. What's in this thing? And why are they all getting taken off the market? So one of our listeners here is saying it's called Ozempic face.
Well, they're probably giving it a name because it's happening to a lot of people,
Okay. Yeah, well, it's like Sharon Osbourne and Oprah's been looking pretty gaunt.
Also, Oprah is not a young spring chicken anymore, even though she's probably trying to deny it.
Yeah.
She's got to be in her 70s at least.
Well, she does well, I'll tell you that.
Well, she's a rich bitch. I mean, I know that for a fact. She owns probably half of Hawaii. I think she owns a ton of property in Hawaii.
You know, I got to tell you, a frequent listener sent in a message to me and said, we remind her of Howard, what's his name? The shock jock.
The old shock jock. They're all shock jocks. Howard Stern was the original shock jock.
I'm Robin.
I don't know who Robin is.
Robin was the lovely black lady on the...
I never got into Howard Stern. I never watched it.
Laugh.
Never got into it. It wasn't my thing.
I wouldn't compare you guys. You're more a comedy team. They were kind of obnoxious and pushing the envelope. And not very nice a lot of time.
It made him a lot of money because at the time, he was the only guy doing that stuff. Then everybody started doing that after he did it. But he made a ton of money doing that, and that's the name of the game. He's in the entertainment business.
And you know, nothing could be proven. But what was the name of the girl that was on Different Strokes? Tracy, I don't know. She appeared on Howard Stern. And she killed herself 2 days later, so maybe he's...
Oh, come on now.
No.
Jesus. No, I don't care about that. I'm saying, of course it's Howard's fault. It has to be.
No, but something triggered her. Tracy...
I don't know anybody on Different Strokes.
Kit Kat, what can we do for you?
Except little Gary Coleman was on Different Strokes. That's the only person's name I know. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, and then who was this Willis guy? Who was that guy?
The black son.
Something Todd, the older one. He's on like World's Dumbest a lot and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. Back to Kit Kat.
All right.
This is her time.
Okay. Well, I could just ask, what do you see my sister and her husband's relationship and her relationship with me? Anything will be changing in the future?
All right. That's a good one.
Mm. Your sister and her husband?
Yeah.
So the brother-in-law is a brother-in-law. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Haven't they had a somewhat rocky relationship?
I would say so, since she's asking.
I think so, but my sister makes like everything is perfect, wonderful, hunky-dory. Well, she so loves him, all this.
There's many people, men and women alike, that reveal any problems to anybody that's close to them. They want everybody to think that everything's great in their life.
They do.
Some people are just like that. And it's not just women, it's guys have done it too. Like, oh, no, no, that's great, even though he maybe can't stand his old lady, but he's going to lie to people around him. Some people don't like to share misery, so others love to share their misery. What are you doing, Deb?
I don't understand people who stay together year after year after year if you're both miserable.
I think a lot of people are worried about
assets.
Change too.
Yeah.
Well, it could be financial, it could be just change. I mean, I'm sick of living with this person, but I'm used to living with this person.
Well,
what's it going to be like without this person? I'm scared.
Are you aware that she envies you in many ways, your sister?
Hmm.
Has it been all your life? Were you close as children?
Pretty much, but there was an element of on and off.
Yeah.
And I thought we had resolved all that. Yeah.
She fantasizes about being free and, you know, being able to make her own decisions and just all the things that is kind of like not part of a long-term marriage. And with you, I think she'd really like to one day reunite with you from what I see here. And she envies your life very much so. And you might think, well, is she crazy? But I really think that she does, because what she sees makes hers pale in comparison. So
really?
They will stay together till he passes away. And then I think there's a whole new beginning for the two of you.
Yeah, I know. I hate to admit, but I've had that in the back of my mind. And then it's to like, well, when? When's it going to happen? Which I know is terrible. And then I start to think, well, what if it doesn't happen? What if she goes first?
I think it'll be him, personally. Yeah. And that's when it's like new life knocks on the door for the widow. For me, it's not that case where, you know, I wanted to jump in the grave with him. But for her, she is going to be a brand new woman. She's going to do stuff she hasn't been able to do, go places, and I feel like you're going to be her partner in crime. In crime meaning, you know,
fun stuff.
Fun crime, yeah.
Enjoyable things.
I get it. Yeah, I get that. That's
you're
cool.
Not gonna rub that kind of no.
Have you got?
I was afraid that she would just.
Yeah. What? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just think that she's so devoted to him, or has convinced herself, and you know. Brainwashed herself, blah, 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 that when he goes, if he does go first, she's going to fall apart.
Well, I think that she feels sorry for him. You know, remember, the other partner could have had a much fuller life, too. And in her heart, she does feel, she feels sad about it. But she is trying to be dutiful, trying to be, you know, there for him. But, yeah, I mean, if you're in an unhappy relationship and you see other people, they're living, you know, they're out there enjoying life, well, she'd like to be one of those people, too. And I've seen women, especially later in life, when their a husband passes, boy, it's like you can't hold them back from anything. They just want to experience. Yeah.
All right.
So how did your paperwork turn out, your assessment?
I haven't heard yet.
Well, I think it could go. It, now it's looking like it's going to go to the positive. So,
good.
You know, it might have been how it's passing through different departments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. And but I wouldn't be surprised. You're going to hear about it soon. And I think you might be very delighted by the, but yeah, I know that would be good for you.
Yes. Well, I attempt to send out positive energy, if that would help it at all, but I figured it can't hurt.
Right, exactly. You know, the more we shift towards being positive and being grateful for things like being a big fear with the ending up homeless. That worries me. It's like, oh, my God, I can't. I've got to be grateful for what I have. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not living in a box under a bridge, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, so the more positive you are, the more you are in a position to receive. And I got to tell you, there is love coming for you. Love, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
So spring, you know, what do they say? In spring, a young man, well, any man's fancy turns to, you know.
Right.
Romance and all the goodies that go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jim, what you got?
I have a angel card, a healing angel card. The subject is, no matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Think love and peace will follow.
Yes. Been working with that. Yes. Very good.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
great meeting. Great to
see you. And we appreciate also, you also have incredible patience. You've been holding for a long time.
Thank you.
Well, it's also entertaining.
So that we hope so. We hope we can make it a little bit of a thing.
All
right.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, on a talk here on Facebook.
Him too.
Now, first of all, it's Dinklage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I just told him. Not Dingle. That was good. I
mean, it's close. Some people can't even remember the last name.
He's married to a full-size, beautiful woman, and they have children. And somehow they accomplish it, if you know what I mean.
And then there's talk here about, we're just talking about a midget on the Love Boat. There was no midget on the Love Boat.
He was on Fantasy Island.
I know, and he said no.
The plane.
Now, unless there's different versions of these shows in England and Australia, I don't know. Maybe then, but if you're talking about the American version with Captain Stubing and all those people, there was no midget on the Love Boat. That was Fantasy Island.
And you watched the
That was
Love
Tattoo.
Boat.
Hey, Tattoo. Tattoo.
Yeah,
The plane. That was Tattoo.
Well, see, that's right in keeping with your heart.
that's
character. 70s,
too, though. That's a long time ago.
You must have been like a little kid, you know, back then.
Or they did replay it for quite a few years afterwards, too.
Did you ever see that Peter Dinklage awesome in that? And he didn't suffer for lack of ass. He got plenty.
Well, it was also a fictional show. Well, that's good.
He also was in a movie about a train. I'm not going to remember it, but he was very good in that, too.
Many, many years ago, he was in that little funny Saturday Night Live skit.
Was he? Oh!
The Naked and Afraid one. That was hilarious.
Oh, and she was regular size.
She was that big black chick that was a regular on the show back then, too.
It
was hilarious. It was hilarious, yeah. She kept calling him by his Game of Thrones name. He goes, "My name is Peter." You know, he's a funny guy too. He's very funny. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Speaking of that show,
that was hilarious. You got to do Saturday Night Live, Naked and Afraid, and that's a hilarious freaking skit. Hilarious.
I'm gonna probably look for it.
It's only like 2 minutes long, maybe, but it's funny as hell.
That show, Naked and Afraid. Those people claim they do not have sex together. Really, you're huddled in.
There's cameras around, so they probably don't.
Well, they don't stay there all night, do they?
They might have to camp with them.
But you're cuddled up naked.
But they camp
with
them.
Somebody,
camp with them, so they might not, you know, because there's cameras there.
Yeah, well, you know, men, don't you all have the morning something, do morning wood, morning something, and might want to have put
yeah, well, somewhere. You know what? If you've been freaking crawling around in the freaking wilderness and you haven't had a shower for a while or something, you might not feel like banging in the morning, waking up in a field of shit. I'm just saying. That's all.
And Rachel in Australia says he looks like a good root, as in rooting around in bed. Is that what that means? I think he knows how to pleasure a woman in a very wonderful ways.
You're just guessing. You have no way of knowing.
Well,
why would you just make that assumption? Oh, he must know how to pleasure a woman. He might not know a damn thing about a vagina. You don't know just because you look at somebody.
I don't know. He just has that look.
But it's a look. It's a look.
He could take us to the moon and back.
He's also an actor. So he's supposed to have lots of different looks. That's what they do, too.
And, you know, they talk about the cowgirl position. But he would probably take the cowboy position. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Pour it on?
No, I'm pointing to the clock that I think that we should start.
Oh, yeah.
Concluding the show.
Yeah, folks, I'm really sorry. We've got a really, we're getting long, long queues for the show.
Well, we've done almost 90 minutes, so it's not like we shortchanged anybody. We did what we did. Folks that didn't get through, we apologize, but it's better to be early than late.
Yes.
You know, I mean, yesterday we had 6 folks on hold before the show even started. Just a sign.
So it's tonight.
Today we had 3, but then they jumped in hard.
So they're not forward.
I think it's at 1, the clocks go to 2, or 2, they go to 3. It doesn't matter. Typically, when you're in bed, it'll be an hour later on your clock when you wake up.
To go out to all the clubs.
Spring ahead, fall back.
I think at 2 o'clock, they would, you know, normally close the club, 2 o'clock. And that's when they wouldn't put it forward. They knew people would get pissed.
No, it's the back. Yeah. It's the fall back. Too.
Yeah, and they don't want to do that.
And they wouldn't
either.
Give you an extra hour, right?
No.
No, because the law, the state, whatever state you live in would give them a hard time if you're in a state like that. I mean, there's some places where they can stay open all night. There's places in New York where they don't close. So.
Oh, and here we have after-hour clubs, and they make you join.
It's a club. That's how they skirt around the...
So it's a covered
the, they skirt around the state rules. You have to become a member.
Yeah,
it's a private club.
In.
A private club, so they don't. Yeah, it's a different thing. It's not
and
a it's
beer
not,
is outrageously priced,
it's,
and a drink is even worse.
It's not like you have to be a millionaire to go there. I've gone there. It was a squid. That wasn't like I was rich.
Oh, you did?
A few times. You find you're out in a club, and then you find like a chick that's a member, and then she, yay, because they can bring guests.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think there's a tiny little fee, a guest fee, but it's like nothing, if I'm not mistaken.
So I don't know where we get off on this stuff, but...
Because of the time change. We were talking about changing the clocks in the middle of the night.
Right.
Yes.
Are we going to do Dire Straits?
It's up. You have to choose.
I think Dire Straits.
That's our